the Hunter, and just over there is the bright star Sirius. That's part of his faithful hunting dog.
Daddy, what is that other bright light over there by the moon?
That is a symbol of evolution, a symbol of hope for everyone. It's a space station.
Are there people up there?
Yes, there are. People from different places, people from different races. That's why it's called the International Space Station.
How did it get there?
How indeed.
Can we watch it? Will we see anyone?
No, we're too far away to see the people. Follow me. Let's sit over there. Let me tell you a story. If Sydney were a man, his would be the most interesting life in the world. Let me tell you a story.
The dawn of time. The Earth's land masses separated into continental shelves. And millions of years ago, the Australian continent was home to dinosaurs. Dinosaurs dominated the Earth for over 165 million years. But 65 million years ago, they disappeared. Only fossils remain.
I saw a film about dinosaurs. Do you think we'll ever see them for real again?
Oh, I think so. But only in your dreams.
The Aboriginals tell of a time out of time, known as Alturinga, the dream time. The dream time is still with us, and if we are properly attuned, we can take part in the dreaming.
In the beginning, the earth was flat, formless and grey. And as the rainbow serpent wound his way over the surface of the land, his body pushed up mountains and dug paths for rivers. When he tired of shaping the earth, he dragged his enormous body into a waterhole and sank into its cool, soothing depth. Each time the other animals visited the waterhole, they strained to see his colours and the depth. And although they could not do so, they were very careful not to disturb him. Even today, we are careful not to disturb him as we see him going across the sky.
Going across the sky.
Like the rainbow serpent, man relied on the water. And water, the sea, brought the change.
The change?
The ships came.
1768.
Captain James Cook began a search for the great Southland. He landed at Botany Bay in 1770 in the Endeavour. And New South Wales was born. From this beginning, a town grows.
1800.
Farms produce crops. Supplies arrive on a regular basis.
1822.
Sydney has main roads, streets, and an organized police system.
1840.
Transport of convicts is abolished.
1851.
Gold is discovered. Sydney comes alive with a gold rush.
1890.
Towards federation, nationalism and Australian identity take shape.
January 1, 1901.
Federation. New South Wales becomes a state of the Australian nation.
11 p.m., August 4th, 1914.
Britain is at war in Europe. Supported by troops from Australia, the fight against Germany and Austro-Hungary goes on for 4 years and 3 months.
November 11, 1918.
Before dawn, British soldiers recapture the Belgian town of Mons.
1932.
And the Sydney Harbour Bridge opened.
The 1930s.
The rise of Adolf Hitler in Germany. Mussolini's invasion of Abyssinia and the Spanish Civil War were signs that war was coming.
It is my melancholy duty to inform you that in consequence of a persistence by Germany in her invasion of Poland, Great Britain has declared war upon her, and that as a result, Australia is also at war.
1942.
Japanese bombers attacked Darwin. 8 ships sunk and 240 killed. The war was coming uncomfortably close.
2, 3, 4.
In the fields and in the streets, we shall never surrender.
May 1, 1945.
Russian troops enter the ruins of a destroyed Berlin. 6 days later, the Germans surrender unconditionally.
The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
Japan followed soon after.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
Australia emerged from dependent adolescence and was now an adult nation.
Something is happening now.
A new sound.
Sydney's new
Nova. It's coming on.
newest radio station.
A new sound.
Nova 969.
Press memory on your radio now.
Populate or perish. Assisted schemes are re-established to attract migrants from post-war Britain. Thousands of displaced persons from war-torn Europe start to arrive in 1947. A multicultural explosion was taking place. Peoples from many places, of different races, were flowing into Sydney.
April 1965.
Australian troops go into Vietnam. The last came out in 1973.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It's one small step for man. It's one small step for man.
President Kennedy and Governor John Connally have been cut down by assassin bullets in downtown Dallas.
What does God say?
1975.
Governor General Sir John Kerr dismisses the Whitlam government, the first and only such event in Australian history. The Whitlam years were characterized by radical change and political turmoil.
God save the Queen, because nothing will save the Governor General.
1980.
Money boom. Redevelopments and big cash are abundant.
No Australian child will be living in poverty.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
Till death us do part.
Death us do part.
There are hundreds of people standing on top of the Berlin Wall.
Nelson Mandela is free.
Nelson Mandela has just walked out of the front gate.
I'm unable to describe my emotions.
5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been joined.
With profound regret, I must now inform you that the necessity which I foreshadowed in the Parliament has come about. The Australian Naval Task Force in the Gulf is now cooperating in armed action to enforce the withdrawal of Iraq from Kuwait.
1993.
The International Olympic Commission announces Sydney, Australia will host the 2000 Olympic Games.
The winner is Sydney.
When a city knows it's made it.
The Grand Slam look, the whole hog, flag and fireworks. Few cities on earth can offer so operatic an approach. Not, I think, the best of the cities the British Empire created. Not the most beautiful either, but the most hyperbolic, the youngest at heart, the shiniest.
And, of course, we had the sport. Sport was always there.
Cricket. The glorious game, play the game for the game's sake, and keep your eye on the ball.
Ollie's bowling and Don playing perhaps his last test innings here. The second bowler, Googly, got it.
Here we go, and there goes the gun. Australia has done it. Australia too has won the America's Cup.
Markella, he's done it! A try in every test match!
Dean Lucan, he's fishing for gold and not tuna.
September 2000. The eyes of the world focus on Sydney, and the games begin.
The winner is Sydney.
The 26-year-old has won a gold medal for Australia, the first ever in taekwondo.
Brad Hackett, gold to Australia.
3 seconds left. She's done it! A Ben Higgins! Australia have taken the gold.
Hooked in front, hooked on the wall, hook goes in. New world record!
Hail the golden hockey rules.
The Dutchman is coming down. Vanden Hoogenberg will take the gold.
Johnson's clear. He's going to do what no man has ever done in Olympic history and win the 400 twice. Green's got him now and moves away and runs 9.88. Jones clearly in front. Look at the margin. She's speeding.
And the glory over wins the silver medal.
It is Matt Point. And of course, they have won the gold medal.
Thank you, Bondi. Thank you, 10,000 people.
Kathy lifting. Goes up to Graham. Takes the lead. Looks a winner. Draws away from
what a
champion.
What a relief.
Gold and a world record.
Liam Court, the third Olympic record in
crowd erupts. Michael Diamond.
Susie O'Neill goes to the much further.
Yes! Tonight, but it's good enough. Simon Fairweather.
Therefore, I am proud and happy to proclaim that you have presented to the world the best Olympic Games ever.
So, Sydney's life is the story of many people working together. People from all different countries and races. Just like the space station you see up there tonight.
Can I go up there to the space station?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe one day. That's the thing about the future. You never really can tell what's going to happen. But one thing you can be sure of, if you really want it to be, the future is magic. The future is out there.
I believe the sun should never set upon an argument. I believe we place our happiness in other people's hands. I believe the junk food tastes so good because it's bad for you. I believe your parents did the best job they knew how to do. Choose your sexuality. I believe that trust is more important than monogamy. I believe your most attractive features are your heart and soul. I believe that family is worth more than money or gold.
VHF band, and things just went crazy from there.
Now comes the news that every radio listener has been hoping to hear.
AWA, mark of excellence in
radio. Radio is everywhere.
With you discover
the Star Wars.
The John Spears Show continues.
Hi, sir.
We're away on behalf of all the team here at Double J.
Rock. USA.
It's 12 midday. This is Colin.
We have just received word that Elvis Presley, legendary rock and roll star.
At least 60 people have been killed in the rail disaster at
But I don't think I have ever seen a sight more absurd than an elephant on a barge going under the harbour.
News.
Here is a 2UE News Flash.
Rock singer Johnny O'Keefe is dead.
6 and a quarter minutes past 11:29.
That was then. This is now. In 2001, things have changed.
Is there anyone on the air? Is there anyone on the air? Anyone?
Firing chain is armed.
The Odyssey was the future.
Hydraulics go.
The future is now. 2001, Sydney, Australia. The future of radio begins. New century, new millennium, Sydney. The planets align. Nova 969 is coming on. April 1, 2001. Let's get it on.
Newest radio station.
2001.
Nova 969.
Nova
is on.
Merrick and Rosso.
G'day, Sydney. Welcome to Nova 969. We're Merrick and Rosso, and it's fantastic to be here. Merrick Watts, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling very excited. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our radio
station. It's a brand new station, the first station in Sydney for 750 million years.
I can't believe that. Not just the dinosaurs, has there been a new radio station?
No.
And we're a part of it.
And we're a part of it. $155 million that's spent on this license.
I'm so T-Rex today, really.
And we're going to send it all down the shitter, aren't we, bro?
Absolutely. Straight down the toilet.
It's going to be a fab old day today because we're just going to muck around all the announcers that are going to be here on this grass station. We'll just be blowing in, doing stuff, having a bit of a talk so you can get a bit of a feel of the music, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a whole lot of live acts and stuff like that, and we're just geared up. Last night we went and had some Greek, didn't we, Mezzo?
Yeah, there's nothing like a bit of Greek food to really, really make your stomach upset for the first day of radio, but we're excited about it.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of barbecue lamb and a souvlaki, you know, in the back of a bus looking grass.
And 14 prawns, which I put in my pocket and took home in a doggy bag. Otherwise,
And how they like? What are they like in the morning for breakfast?
I feel good. I'm really pumped up now.
Do you like milk? Prawns. Milk, sugar?
I make like a smoothie blend.
Oh, like a prawn shake.
Some guys like power shakes. I like prawn shakes. I'm off the roids and on the prawns.
Do you take the heads off?
Nah, just throw it all in there. What do you think? I am soft.
With what else? What do you put out?
A couple of Weet-Bix. Right. Weet-Bix, prawns, some coriander,
seasonal
and some
fruit.
Honey.
Seasonal fruit?
Seasonal fruit and honey.
Or seasonal seafood.
Seasonal seafood and some fruits of the forest.
Ooh, crab stick?
Yeah, sometimes I do, yes. if I can wrangle it away from the hands of John Laws.
As I said before, look, we are going to have a whole lot of live music and all the announcers will be rocking in, doing a few hours, just getting a feel of it, because we've got brand new studios. We're the only people here, of course, Merrick and Rosso, who have our own office.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people are a bit pissed off about it, but we don't care, do we?
No, that's not really our problem. I'm thinking they'll all be happy standing in the corridors for the next few years.
Yeah, we've given them a clipboard.
Well, they can all share that.
Well.
We'll be kicking back on our chaise lounge and wait till we get the bunk beds in. Then we'll be excited.
Just for us a little bit of a sleep. But it's 3 minutes after two here at Nova 969. We're Merrick and Rosso. And,
Three minutes after 12.
Oh, did I stuff that up? Did I give them something to say in the Daily
it's
Telegraph?
It's our first day and you've just ruined the radio station. I'm going.
Get out of here, Mez. Get out of it. Have a star turn. Christine Arnoux is here live in the studio. And Christine, welcome to Nova 969. How are you?
I'm fantastic. This is beautiful. What a view.
Isn't it great? The Parramatta wastelands have never looked so good, have they?
Seriously, great offices. I love it.
Now, you're going to sing something live for us this afternoon. What are you going to sing?
I am indeed. That's because I'm free.
Take it away.